The greatest problem in genuine spiritual practice is distraction. Here in Vrindavan, most of everything is ideal for spiritual life. The best atmosphere where you feel Krishna is very real, where he's just close by, supportive people, holy places, what have you not. But there's one problem, at least for me. Noise. The loudspeakers, or as they say here, the truth speakers. Those ashrams who have the loudest loudspeakers, they think most probably they have the truest message. That's why they go so loud. So I asked one of my Vrindavan friends what tip he could give to me and how I could deal more maturely with noise and not just get totally disturbed. And he told me the lesson of one of his music teachers. In order to learn music, the music teacher advised, you have to have a silent room or a silent place. But that's very difficult in a land where there are sometimes many, many people and many animals and everyone and everything just coming together all the time. So when you can't have silence around you, then there is a second way to deal with noise. Do not resist the noise, because only what you resist becomes stronger. In fact, see that all sounds are in a way Krishna. As he says in the Gita, I'm the sound in ether. The whole creation, as they say in Sufism, is full of divine sounds, glorifying the Creator back. So by understanding that everything here does not need to be resisted, but can be integrated in a wider understanding, you do not become disturbed. This is such a good life lesson, which I learned. Earlier, we say, what you resist, that persists. Ask yourself, is there something you are obsessed with? Maybe a person. You don't like what they do or say, and without wanting it, you think from morning till evening about this. Is there a situation you don't like? Better is to integrate that into the divine plan, the divine symphony, that everything and everyone moves under Krishna's control, and you will become free from inner disturbance.